And then Trudy and Andy went back to Canada, and Andy liked it in Winnipeg, and so they you know, did stay. Mm. But then the firm said that they wanted Tony to go down to Campbelltown to build this dam, take about 3 years. And so, you know, we went down, and I was to take somebody with me on the plane. And in those days, there were biplanes, you know, that do out at the airport. And when we got in, you had to be weighed and sit, you know. And when I got in, I shut my eyes. And Josie said to the man, "She's flown the Atlantic, you know." That was quite funny, because my mother and father, they missed me when I was coming over. Oh, and they paid for me to go back to have a 2 or 3 weeks, and I was bridesmaid at a wedding, and then and then, you know, and then
people didn't fly, did they?
No, they didn't fly. No, it was a big thing. Mm-hmm. But then we were there. Well, I was there. We were in Campbelltown for about 3 years, and Tony, the men who'd worked at the mine, which was now derelict, became the tunnelers on the dam because they were used to working underground.
Below
mm-hmm.
land,
don't they? And Tony was a very good tennis player and golfer. And I played a bit of tennis. I wasn't like Tony. Tony played at Junior Wimbledon once.
Wow.
But he knew that wasn't for him. You're either a sportsman or you're not. Yeah. He didn't want to be. So we were there for 3 years. And then we were in Killin for 6 years. Mm. And then we went down to North Wales to Colwyn Bay, which is lovely. Have you been there?
Colwyn Bay. I can't remember much about
much
it.
About,
was
and landed no and all that. No, very pretty down there. Mm-hmm. And then Tony built up quite a good engineering practice there. Mm-hmm. But we always knew we were coming back to Scotland. Mm-hmm.